Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's podcast, I'm going to be chatting with Richard Anderson, and he is the founder of All Talk Global. Welcome to Vectus Radio, Richard.
Thank you so much for having me, Kitty.
It's a pleasure. Now, you have so many strings to your bow, but today we're going to talk about one in particular, aren't we? We're going to talk about how you founded an educational platform during the pandemic. Can you tell us more about that?
So, that's quite an interesting story. I was just happily minding my own business, doing what you do. I do a lot of work with charity. There's a charity called Fife Centre of Equality, which I work with and helps a lot of vulnerable people. As I was going along, I started thinking about ways that I could contribute during the pandemic. And I thought, well, I've had so much life experience and I would love to share that. So I made it a point to find a way to go about it. And there you are. History speaks for itself.
So what is it that you actually did? And is it still operational?
Yeah. So essentially, I set up a website, brought some people to the website to, you know, drew in some traffic, and people wanted to learn from me. It turns out that that's my best skill, that people actually love learning from me. So yeah, eventually just snowballed, really. We ended up with around 2,000 students in over 100 countries.
Wow. So what topics did you discuss?
Well, I took it from my own personal background. I always like to talk about things that I know. So given that I had a lot of experience in voiceover work and also things like writing books, I've written around 13 books with All Talk Global during the pandemic also. So I started teaching people how to do voiceover work. I started teaching them about radio itself and also in terms of how to write a book. People just seemed to love it. And I was like, wow, it's great. But it was nice to just use your skills to add some values. I feel really blessed that I could do that.
That's fantastic, Richard. Now, you must have been really busy during the pandemic then.
I was actually, yeah. it took quite a bit of work, I would say, but I knew that at the same time there was a lot. I had a lot to give, and you know, given that lockdown gave us a lot more time, no commuting costs to get from A to B anymore, no more commuting time. So I thought I would just make the most of that opportunity. So getting up a bit earlier, trying something out, you know, sleeping a bit later, given that I could, given everything that was going on, it was quite intense. But, you know, it kept me busy, but at the same time, I was able to help a lot of people answering their questions. So, yeah.
Thank you, Richard. You said that you've written books and you've written quite a few. What topics or themes do your books follow?
I have a book out, one which is of my own personal bio, actually, and my, if you like, best-selling one so far, which is the Complete Voice Actors Voiceovers book, mini guidebook. So it's about voiceovers, how to get started, what you need to do, and also, my own bio, and it just covers my story, which is, you know, coming from a broken home, alcoholic mother, being sent away as a child, actually, and, you know, then living with my mum for 10 years somewhere else, and then living with my father for another 10 years, and then getting married quite young. And, you know, my life just taking this real snowball effect in itself. So, yeah, it's quite a few. And I've written some children's books as well, actually diverse children's books too. So it's quite a broad range, I'd say.
Thank you, Richard. Now, how can people find out more about your educational platform, and are you taking any new students?
Yes, we're taking on new students. If you email us, there's courses that we do for free, so please do feel free to get in touch about that too. So they can visit alltalkglobal.com. That's alltalkglobal.com.
Thank you so much, Richard. And we hope to speak to you again soon. Thank you so much for spending time out of your very busy day to talk to me today.
Thank you, Kitty. It's such a pleasure to be here. I love your show.
Thank you.